Brother, you like some water?
No, thank you.
One side of the page?
Huh?
One side of the page, is everything okay?
Well, there were three one-sided pages. We'll see where we get to. And last time I felt so bad, we were rushed out at the end. I don't know what's gonna happen. I didn't want that to happen again. Okay. So last week we were speaking about tefillah and the inyan of rutz of a shov, of kind of going up and then coming back down, going up and coming back in to our regular lives. And really be'etzem, this is like the whole inyan of Purim, which is what we were trying to get to, Moshe Rabbeinu, right, the day he died, the day he's born, like Aaron pointed out, like that's really the yisod of Purim, is we're usually so caught up in our minds and in our way of seeing the world and in our visions and in our machshavas that we end up getting blocked from seeing a deeper reality. So ideally, we want to create space and go to, this is what we would call the world of yada, of the known, and you want to go to a world of lo yada, of I don't yet have words to put it in, but I feel connected, and I know that there is more that's happening. And then from that place of knowing, we want to bring that in and inspire the way that we think. Right? That was the mahalach we were looking at last week. So over here, I think it's Emuna Sod Hashena. This is from Rav Itamar Shitrit in his Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. This is Chelek Zion. And he's really going to come and try to stress the point and bring it home, this idea of getting above the mind as the end-all and be-all of our human experience. Meaning, it's where we start and it's where we spend most of our time, but there's an above mind that's even deeper than who we are. It's the spiritual part of us. So when we were looking at the Yud, right, in Hanukkah time, where the Yud has those three points, right? So most of the time, you know, let's say most people in the world are on the bottom part of the Yud, right? If you're a thinking person, you're somewhere in the middle, but you have to know that there's something above, right? That top part of the Yud that connects you back to Hashem, that connects you to the Ein Sof, which is bigger than thoughts and ideas, right? It's connecting to the source of that flow. And he's also going to try to help us understand why was Haman wrong when he said the Jewish people have a God that's sleeping, right? Yeshno am echad, mafuzer mafurad. And over there, Chazal say, yeshno am echad, yeshno they have is from Lashon Yashen, right? That their God is sleeping, right? You guys seen this before? Right? Over there. So Haman, when he's trying to convince Achashverosh to sign on the decree to get rid of the Jewish people, he says, look, there's this nation out there, okay? They're mafuzer, they're mafurad, they're separate, they're disconnected, they're not a unified nation. And he gives this whole soliloquy as to, and therefore, and I'm going to give you a lot of money, and then we'll get rid of them. And Achashverosh says, okay, and they go for it. And on that, Chazal makes a drasha that part of what he tells him is, don't worry, they're not going to have siyata d'shmaya against us if we do this, because their God is clearly sleeping, because they're all, we can see that from the fact that they're all broken up. They have all sorts of different factions, and they're not connected to each other. There doesn't seem to be a lot of ava between them. And from there, he makes a drasha that their God is sleeping, right? That's what Haman says.
It's interesting that term of sleeping, that implies that it could come back at any moment. Not that God's removed from the world, which we see in many other philosophical visions, that like there was God and it's removed from the world. Word of sleeping makes it seem like Homer is saying that we can look at the people and realize that God isn't here, but that it can come back any moment.
Right, but I think he's coming from the place of clearly they had some hashgacha at some point. They were in Egypt and they got out of Egypt, and they were in Babel and they got out of Babel, and they were here and they got, meaning like there's been this shift where God is with them. But what we see is God's not with them, and God's never with these people when they're separate. Right, they have to, if they're not working together, their God is asleep for all intents and purposes. But you're right, even according to him, God could wake up.
Huh. And then relating him, like, finding the perfect date, was that to try to track when God would be the most asleep?
I don't think so. I didn't see someone connecting them together. But the psukim are next to each other, so... Could be. Could be. Don't know. Okay, so let's see inside. So Kasav B'Sefer L'Kutim Aran, Lamed Hei, Beis, Gimel, V'Zeh Lashono. Chiddush HaSeichel Hu Chiddush HaNeshama. When you have renewed mental energy, it is a renewal experience for your soul. Ki HaSeichel Hu HaNeshama, because the Seichel is our access point to the soul. Kamosha Kasav, Nisma Shakai Tevinem, right? The soul of, it's through the soul of God we understand. In Eov, V'chidosh HaSeichel, and when one has new perspective, broadened perspective, Hainu Chidosh HaNeshama, that means that they have more flow of their soul coming into them. How do you get that? Hu al yedei shena. You get that by sleeping. Okay, let's all take a nap. Very lemaisa. Kemavur bezohar kadosh, like it says in the Zohar, chadashim lebekarim rabba emunasecha. There's renewal to those waking up in the morning. How great is your emunah? That's why we open up with Moda'ani. We're so grateful. Rabba Munasecha. There's new connection to our spiritual faith when we wake up in the morning. We'll explain. Ki kesheha mochin misyagim, when the mind is working, as al yedei hashena he mischadshim, they require sleep to be renewed, kinira b'chush, like we see practically, right? With our own senses, you work hard all day, you use your mind all day, you get mentally tired, you don't think as clear by the evening, you go to sleep, when you wake up, you're renewed, you have new mental energy to go and take on the day. U'b'shas hashena, when you go to sleep, hamochen, the mind, hainu haneshama, which is the ability for your neshama to shine through, ba'a v'toch ha'emuna, it comes through emuna, b'bechinas chadashim l'bekarim rabba munasecha, like the pasuk said, kimavur b'zohar kadosh, which is his understanding of the Zohar, ad kan l'shono, this is the piece in the Likutim Aran, which is quite obscure.
Totally.
Yeah. Now, he's going to give a perush here, but just even before we go into his perush, just for the sake of Rabbi Nachman, he it's like pages and pages. This is like the opening paragraph to his piece on sleep. And so he also goes on to explain what he has to say. So just as a mimer on Muzgar. But the simple pshat in what he said over here is, trying to understand why does God put sleep into the Bria? What is sleep for? So he says, sleep is where we go to get new flow,